I hear that we just had the call put into record mode, so we're going to get started today. This is Lori Clark, and I am looking after Michelle's usual first Thursday mindset coaching call today. So welcome to July. There is so much going on just from the point of view of your heart, because today's call at Lower Part of Coach's Corner, we're focusing on our mindset and not so much on the products, but just on this amazing gift and this amazing opportunity that's called Isagenics. And so for Canadians, we just celebrated Canada Day yesterday. For Americans, Independence Day is coming up this weekend. And those 2 days represent, for me anyway, they represent massive opportunities for gratitude and for freedom. That's what those days are celebrating. And what I love about Isagenics is that that's what this opportunity is every single moment of every single day, not just once a year. We get to celebrate gratitude and freedom. And it's an opportunity that we want to be able to offer to everyone. And a couple of the questions I get asked most often are, you know, how do I talk to someone about the money? How do I talk to someone about the business? How do I talk to somebody about weight loss, you know, when clearly, like, I'm not at my goal yet? And I'm thinking, well, how do you talk to a human being? And so one of the things I wanted to talk about today was having a conversation. And how can you just sort of get to a place where Isagenics is just part of the essence of who you are? So just like your own personality is you, and you go through your day in your own personality, and I would like to hope that all of us speak to everybody in the same way. We don't speak differently to a friend versus a spouse. Actually, I'm just going to stop for a second. If you are talking on the phone or breathing heavily because you've got things you're doing, would you mind *6 to mute yourself, please, because we're hearing everything in the background, and we want to make the recording nice and clean for those that are listening later. Thank you very much for that. We'll open up the lines later. So number one, as I said, was how do you have a conversation about all the parts of Isagenics all the time, because that's a really common question. And the other thing is, I want to offer some ways to think about what this opportunity can mean for you and for the people that you're speaking with long term, because that's the thing. This is a chance for each and every one of us to live a better life, flat up live a better life. You can focus in on a stereotypical 30-day program where you're looking for a targeted health goal. And the most common one or a company is weight loss. And one of the most common go-tos is that the people sharing Isagenics think of this as a diet. They treat it like a diet, so they talk about it like a diet. Well, A, diets don't work. The first three letters of diet are die. There's a reason for that. They don't work, so they're not sustainable. Secondly, and the most important, is this isn't a diet. It's a better way to eat. So I want you to think of a couple of things. I want you to think about Isagenics as an organic, whole food, online grocery store. So when you're speaking to people about Isagenics, you know, we want to speak about it in language that everybody already understands. So people don't know what they don't know. Our job is to educate. And I love what Zach Slobin calls the you are the invitation to the destination for the information. That's your job. Nobody cares if you're losing weight and you're not there yet. Nobody cares if you're trying to gain muscle and you're not there yet. Nobody cares. Because think about you. When someone's offering you information or talking to you, are you thinking about them and their response and their world? No, you're not. Of course you're not. We all are self-centered. That's how we're designed to receive information. We receive all the information in our life, whether it's from our banker, our children, our partner, or someone talking about Isagenics, or our boss. We receive the information in the framework of how our world looks. And that's why, and this, like, the human condition fascinates me. It absolutely does. And so when we are speaking to people and when we are looking at the world, we look at it through our eyes. So Kevin and I can be looking at exactly the same thing. So we could be on the golf course, which is a fun place we love to be, and we could be looking at the same hole. And yet his world and mine, because he's looking at it through his eyes and his experiences and what's in his brain versus mine, are going to be absolutely completely different. And you're like, seriously? It's a bunch of green grass with a stick at the end of it and a cup. How can it possibly be different? Well, I'm probably noticing the 500 different varieties of cactus, and I'm looking for any wildlife. And the ball, I can't follow it anyway, so I'm just having a great time. Kevin's a really good golfer. He's probably paying attention to the landscape of the grass, the hills, the angles, the bunkers. He's looking at his clubs. How far can this club go, that club go? He's paying attention to the technical side of the game. He probably doesn't even notice the cactuses and the wildlife. It's exactly the same landscape, but our worlds are receiving it in a totally different way. So when someone's speaking about, when you are speaking about isogenics, every single person you meet, you want to be saying the same consistent message. You are the invitation to the destination, because every single person is going to hear that for the very first time, and they're going to hear it from their world. So before I get into something a little bit more specific for you, I want to open up the lines, and what I want you to share right now is how, when someone first talked to you about isogenics, the very, very first time they were talking to you about isogenics, I want just a couple of people to just jump out and share what was it that was said to you. And this, I don't want just those of you that were like, you were ready, someone talked to you about isogenics the first time and you were good to go. That's fantastic. I also want to hear from those of you that heard about isogenics the first time, second, third, fourth, and 50th, and you were hearing about it. What was that first time like, and how did you receive that information? So who wants to just share that first conversation they remember when someone shared it with them?
This is Teresa from Nevada. I'll share.
Thanks, Teresa.
The first thing that I thought about when was my kidneys, because I have a kidney stone issue, and actually in 03, 05, and 07, I had surgery to have stones removed. And so the first thing that I was thinking about was, you know, how the protein in the products was going to affect the kidneys. And I got the box, and I was afraid. I was like, oh, I don't know if I should do this or not. Once I started taking the product, and I've been with isogenics for about 45 days now, and after I started taking the products, I felt amazing, and I just can't thank and be grateful enough for the just total transformation for not only myself, but my daughter, who just had my grandson, and he's 3 months old now. She's been doing the program along with me, and she had 28 pounds to lose. And she, so this is my second share. She came in last night, and I said, you know, what do you want for dinner? And she was saying, well, I already, you know, had my shake, so, you know, that's 240 calories. And I said, how do you know that's 240 calories? And she goes, gosh, Mom, haven't you heard of MyFitnessPal? And I said, no. And I said, no. She showed me that this mobile app on her phone, she's been tracking the caloric intake, and she says, well, look right here. Just plug in isogenics. And every item that isogenics has is on that mobile app. And I was just so excited. I was like, why
did
you tell me about this?
I know, I didn't even know about that. Thank you. So FitnessPal app. Now I want to take you back, actually. I want to take you back to the very first conversation. When someone first, whoever talked to you the very first time about isogenics, what did they say to you? Like, before you decided,
have you ever thought of owning your own business?
So they didn't talk to you about kidney stones and your health. They talked to you about, have you ever thought about owning your own business? I love that.
And I was just ecstatic because I thought, no, I never have. And that's, you know, wrapping my mind around the new business model has been, you know, paramount for me.
And I'm just going to sort of interrupt you again because I want to direct this to a specific thing. So you were introduced to it from the residual income opportunity, but your brain went to the health component because of your specific health concerns. Would that be a quick summary of that?
Yes. And the fact that I wanted to use the product before I could, you know, say, well, you know, this is just a, you know, really good way to go. I needed to establish some credibility in my own mind, you know, using the products before I could promote them.
And I love that. Thank you so much for that, Cher, because you're right. We have an opportunity to transform people's bank accounts, which transforms everything in life, and it just so happens that our product is food. That's how I want you to start thinking about Isagenics. Is that it just so happens that our product is the highest quality food in a grocery store. That's our vehicle. But what our opportunity is, what our gift is to bring people into a community of positive, motivated, happy, uplifting people who are grateful for every moment in their life as they journey through designing a better life for themselves and their loved ones and those they care about. And when you think about that, and when you have the conversations, when you're sharing Isagenics from that point of view, then you're going to find that you're going to be unattached to the outcome of whether they're ready or not, which is really, really important. And you're also going to find it a much easier conversation because that's essentially what you're looking for. And so one more share right now, and then we're going to bring that in and direct it towards something specific. So who else wants to jump out and share their very first time that somebody talked to them about Isagenics? What did that person say?
This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. Oh, actually, Jackie, hang on a sec. Somebody is doing either hard labor or they're doing dishes in the background. Could you please star 6 if you're banging around because it's really, really noisy. Thank you. Okay, Jackie, go ahead.
Hi. So the first time I was introduced, my main concern was weight loss, and I hadn't been able to really be successful with traditional methods, I guess. And so having somebody coach me through that and saying, I'm going to help you succeed, I'm going to see you through this, you can call me anytime, and I'm going to call you and help keep you on track. That was a big thing to me, is that he was going to help me succeed and help hold me accountable because I needed it.
Now, what did he say to get you interested before you even got to that stage of support?
I think it was more like I just kind of told him my concerns. I think he talked more about the nutritional aspect. He didn't even say the word Isagenic. He talked about more like the nutrition, and I was already on board with all of that, but that we connected at that level, and he understood that because that was important to me.
Was he someone who asked you a question? Was he a friend?
No, actually, I was buying a treadmill from him. So he has a treadmill store.
And so it just kind of came up in conversation?
Yeah, he didn't even go into it. He just talked about nutrition. What are your goals? You're buying a treadmill. What are your hopes? Where are you going with this? You know, was basically his segue eventually. I mean, we had a very long conversation and multiple conversations about some other things about nutrition that wasn't like it's Isagenics related, but not Isagenics. You know,
I love
that. He didn't
even
bring up Isagenics for probably an hour plus into our conversation, maybe more.
Perfect. And that's what I want to hit on right there, is that you're talking to a guy about buying a treadmill. He's getting to know you. He's finding out why you want the treadmill so he can serve you in the best way possible. And it just so happens that he has this opportunity to add on value to your purchase. So through the course of your conversation, it comes up. And I love the way that over the course of that, not only does he get to know you, but it sounds like you got really comfortable in trusting him because he took the time to get to know you, to find out what you wanted, what your goals were. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Sweet. Correct. So this is just two examples, and we could spend the whole time on the call going through your very first conversation. But because you've already said yes, each and every one of you, to Isagenics, chances are the person you said yes to was somebody you knew, you got to know, you liked them, and you trusted them. And they were just being regular people. I mean, I'll often say to somebody who's nervous about speaking about Isagenics to people because they're worried about being, you know, a shake seller, well, if that's your mindset, then clearly you got to stop and start all over again. Go have conversations with the human race and just get to know people. Go stand in line at the grocery store. Go talk to people in your place of work, at your church. You know, if you're out with your kids somewhere, just be the initiator and smile, make eye contact, and start asking questions. Forget about Isagenics. Just get back into the muscle of engaging with the human race because our society nowadays is so heads down on our phones and so time constrained. Everybody's stressed, so they can't be bothered to look up and see the beautiful landscape of colorful humanity in front of us. And that's one of the most beautiful things that I love about Isagenics is that it gives us a chance to remember that, like, we're here on this planet once in this particular body that we call our house that we live in. We get it once. And as we go through every single day, every one of those steps we take in the day, every time we lift our eyes and make contact with another human being, we not only enrich our lives, but we give more to them than you can possibly ever imagine. Because we're social animals as humans. We're designed to be a community supporting each other. And for so many people, they don't have that community anymore. People are disconnected. They live very geographically far apart. Their communication dynamic in their family has resulted in people not talking to each other. And the demands of workplace plus the cell phone and social media that sucks us into this vortex of superficiality, all of those things take away from that human heart-to-heart connection. And that's what I want you to think about with this Isagenics opportunity. Yes, we have this amazing online grocery store that has the very best nutrition for everyone, whether it's pregnant and nursing moms, whether it's babies, whether it's elderly, whether it's people who are looking to gain weight or lose weight, people who have very, very, very acidic bodies that are out of balance. So our cleansing can help bring those bodies back into balance and they can better manage their health so they have a better quality of life. You've got all of that. You've got this ability to improve somebody's bank account, which creates opportunity in whatever that means to them. But then you also have this key component that so often gets overlooked that for so many people is actually their number one reason for staying with our company. And that is the social community connection. So these calls that we have every single morning, for somebody who is remote and doesn't have a social network, I've heard so often people saying they get on this call and it just lifts them up for the day because their network currently doesn't offer that in their life. And so our network does. Our Monday night TFT call, our events, the big ones being New Year's kickoff in January and celebration that's coming up in August, but we also have our University in Action 4 times a year. We have our Isagenics University 4 times a year. We have Super Saturday events and evening opportunity meetings, as well as all of the online podcasts and recorded calls. That's community. And just being on a call, we have what's called a collective win. And this is a really underrated concept, but you can engage yourself into massive, massive bliss just by linking in with the community. And I do this all the time. I was on a call last night, and it was a recorded call, and it was a tarot reading that was designed to improve the gratitude ratio on the planet. So there were thousands of people calling in from all over the world, and there was a woman there who was an expert. She was a clairvoyant. She was also a tarot card expert. And all of our targeted questions were from the focus of how can I be more grateful, or how can I share gratitude in my life to help offset the negative influences that are in our life right now? And so that kind of thing I tap into on a regular basis. And whether it's Igenics community, when somebody achieves a better level of health, when somebody gets their food paid for so they don't have to work two jobs anymore, that's called a collective win. Because the feeling I feel when I'm on a call and someone shares, like the two of you that shared earlier, the amazing benefits that have happened in your life by saying yes to Isagenics, does that fill me up with the most incredible feeling of just bliss, gratefulness, energy, happiness? Of course it does. It does for all of us because it gives us all hope that we can make a change in the world. And that's the mindset that you want to wake up with every day. Isagenics is a collective win opportunity. So getting people on calls, getting them to events, sharing, you are the opportunity meeting. You are the community when you're going out and sharing Isagenics with people. And when you do that and you're able to be that invitation to the destination for someone to check us out and learn more about it and say yes, that collective win that happens impacts every single person. So the ripple effect is huge. And I love you. I don't know. I think many of you have heard the analogy of the little boy. It's a story. It's a little boy. He's walking along the beach at the ocean, and he's picking up a shell, and he's tossing it back in the ocean. And he's picking up a shell, and he's tossing it back in the ocean. And the somebody, some adult, comes along and says, hey, what are you doing? Why are you just like, what a waste of time. You're never going to get all those shells back into the ocean where they belong. And the little boy looked up at this adult and said, but wait, that one single shell that I tossed back in the ocean, I saved. And the next one, I saved. And if I just focus on the one right now, then I'm happy, because that's all I'm looking for, is to be present and help one at a time. And if you translate that, I use that in my own life. When I start getting noise in my head, then I just remember that story and think, you know what? This isn't about me at all. This is about me giving an opportunity that I happen to know about that somebody else doesn't, and offering that invitation. Whether they're ready or not is nothing to do with me. My job is merely to be the person who takes that shell, puts it in my hand, and talks to it. And that's the Isagenics opportunity. To do that, I've got to get to know somebody. So sometimes I don't talk about Isagenics right away because I need to get to know them. I want to find out who they are, what's going on in their life. And then I can find something in common to share, common ground, and then carry on a conversation where we build enough of a relationship that that person is going to trust my invitation to the destination, which is the information they're seeking. And I love what Leanne Wood said. Leanne Wood is a friend. I met her in Belize with David Wood, who's my coach and mentor, who has been transformational. If you ever get a chance to look at any of his work, go onto his own website, kickasslife.com and amplified.com. If you can, and this is what Leanne says, she's a millionaire in Australia. She's a mom. And it's how I've always operated, but I'll share her view as well because it's in alignment with mine. I'm never attached to whether someone says yes or no. If I say I want 5 enrollments this month, personally enrolled, I want double PIBs this week, I know guaranteed that is not going to happen because that's focusing on me and I'm being selfish and self-centered. And that's not what this is about. This is about me saying, how many people can I offer this gift to this week? Whoever's ready is going to say yes. And whoever's not ready, I get to continue on the relationship conversation with them until they come to a place where they are ready or not. But it's never about me. And affirmations are a great way to set yourself up every Sunday night to be able to live into that mindset where the essence of your personality is including isogenics. So who you are when you talk to everybody is the same. You shouldn't speak to your family any different than you speak to friends and colleagues. Be authentic. Be real. Be honest. Be an imperfectly perfect human being that's willing to say the wrong thing, trip over your tongue, mess up, be nervous, be everything. But be authentic and be passionate in every moment of everything you do. And some of the affirmations, before we open up the lines, that I love the most, that help me get ready for the week. So every Sunday night, I look at, you know, I'll make a list of 10 people, minimum, every Sunday night that I want to speak to. Because although I don't want to be selfish, I also know how the law of attraction works. And the law of attraction works that if I put, and actually I'll ask you this question. How many of you have ever been thinking about somebody? Like, oh, my gosh, my sister, I'll use her as an example. I'll have her on my mind, like, you know, for a day or 2 days at a time, and I'll know enough to pick up the phone. Literally, how many times, I can't tell you, it's happened where I'm calling her, she's calling me at exactly the same time, the phone never even rings. The line is an instant connection because she's been on my mind. I've sent that energy to her. She's on my mind, and it's like, wow, I was just calling you. And she's like, yeah, I know, I was just calling you too. You've been on my mind. How many times does that happen? That's that energy. When you focus on something, what you focus on expands. Now, this works both ways. So if you focus on positive affirmations, gratitude, and the list of people that you've made on a Sunday night that you want to share this gift with, then that's going to reflect to them, and they'll be you'll be on their mind. And the odds of you connecting, whether it's on Facebook or a text message or a phone call or bumping into each other, exponentially go higher and higher and higher. And it's so much fun to do that. So when you intention that you want to speak to people in a week and you focus on that, it will work. Now, remember, what you focus on expands. So if you're focusing on what you don't have and what is not happening and why you're not feeling the way you want to feel, that's going to expand. We have to be very mindful that the law of attraction works on the massive dominant energy and thought in your mind is the one. So I love waking up and going to bed in gratitude because that automatically means that I am putting that bliss out in the universe. How many people can I help today? I'm so grateful for the fact that I live where I live, especially with Canada Day and America Day happening so close together. What tremendous opportunity to share this gift with people. And that's what you want to talk about. So some affirmations. I am in excellent shape and exercise daily. And remember, your brain remembers what you say now. So it may not be where you are, but it's where you want to be. I always find the good in myself and others. I focus on what I want, not what I don't want. I contribute to the lives of others. I am congruent and authentic, and I am totally confident in all my abilities. So those are just a couple of the ways you can set your tone for the day and walk through your life knowing that at the top of your mind, you're going to be a master listener and a master asker. And that's a difference for most of us. So become an expert listener and become an expert questioner. And when you ask those questions, you're going to get a chance to get to know people in a whole new way. And, oh, my gosh, you're going to meet the most amazing new people. So with that, I want to open up the lines. Let's hear some takeaways, some shares. If you're inspired, different, we want to hear from you right now. So who wants to jump out first?
Oh, God.
Your lines are unmuted. Hey, Barb.
You know, this is so cool because this, I love this call, and was thinking about what just happened to me last week. I was thinking about a gal that I had in my organization that I hadn't heard from for a while. And I got out of the health club, and she was on my phone. She had texted me. So it is so cool when you're talking. Yeah. And just talking about this whole call is so cool. I'm going to listen to it again and again just because of some of your information. Awesome call.
I love it. Thank you so much for that feedback and for that share.
Yeah, it was it was like the blood just started rushing through my body. I mean, it was like, oh, my gosh, you know?
That's how I feel every single day, so I'm really, really glad I could pass a little bit of that along.
Thank you, thank you.
Can I share?
Yes.
This is Evelyn in Flagstaff. I really, really appreciate the concept that you explained about group energy and how it increases the whole world in the whole world as you get together and do it. I've had experience with that in other ways, and I am just amazed at the power that it has in healing and when people are praying for one another type of thing. And when I never thought of it as a gratitude thing, but it does. Wow. It's just really exciting when we put a picture of our family up and we look at that picture and think of how wonderful they are and how much you love them. They feel that, and I know that that's true. It's just an amazing concept, amazing power that when everyone is doing that, it amplifies the gratitude. I love that idea, how you explain that. Thank you.
Thank you for transferring that over, because I've been involved in prayer circles before. It's a First Nations concept, and the collective win, and many of you have experienced it, as you mentioned, Evelyn, firsthand, the power of collective prayer. When you focus your healing energy on a specific person or a specific group, it amplifies, and it's tied right into the law of attraction, which is an unnegotiable law of how the whole world works, that what you focus on expands. And for so many of us, we're just not aware of it. But when you become aware, awareness is number one. Everything in life, awareness. Watch your life change. Just breathe into possibility like you never imagined for a bliss you've never felt before. So thank you so much for that share. Okay, one more, people, and then I think we're going to have to get it going for the day.
Hi, Lori. It's Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
While I was listening to the call, my cell phone was on in the other room, and there's a friend. We were just saying, I wonder how she's doing. She's off on holidays. The text came in, and it was her saying how much she was enjoying her holidays and looking forward to getting back. So, as you say, what you focus on does come.
How cool is that? Wow, we've been on the call. All of this is happening, you guys. Oh, my gosh, I love it. That's an incredible share. Thank you. So let me leave you with these action steps, because I'm always about, here's some information, let's collectively share, let's collectively win. And then the action I always want to challenge myself to, as well as yours, is when you step out into your day today, and whether that's online or in person, doesn't matter, I want you to challenge yourself to listen like you've never listened before, where you're fully present. That's number one. Number two, be the initiator. How many times today can you smile, make eye contact, and say, hello, first up? So don't wait. You be the initiator. And the third action step is making that list of people that you want to make contact with and really focusing in on how you can have those conversations with people. And again, initiate. So those are your action challenges for today. Have an amazing, fabulous, bliss-filled day, everybody.